This is the second week within John 6. Really the most important passage in the Bible about the Eucharist. And I want to continue to just walk through what we're doing and why we have it for 5 weeks in a row. But first, let's look at the Old Testament, our first reading. That was in Exodus. It was recently after they were freed from Egypt. Now, they were freed after 400 years of slavery. And God saved them, obviously, through the Red Sea that was open. Remember that? And what is one of the first things that the Hebrews were doing now that they're out of Egypt, through a lake or an ocean, and are hungry? I mean, let's be honest. When us in the United States, when we're hungry, what do we do? We probably complain a little bit. I know I do. So God said with Moses, I will give them bread from heaven. And he put down, as the readings, it says, in the morning a dew lay all about the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes, like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, what is this? Which literally in Hebrew means manna or manna. What is it? They said that, you know, Moses told them, this is the bread of the Lord has given you to eat. Let's go to the responsorial psalm very quickly. Psalm 28. Man ate the bread of angels. Food he sent them in abundance. Huh. Just chew on that line. And chew about it. Is that real? Is that a story? That man ate the bread of angels? Food he sent them in abundance? Let's go now to John 6. The next step as we listened from last weekend. This happened right after the over 5,000 people, you know, 5,000 men and all women and children was fed with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. And the disciples left. Jesus left. By the way, he's walking on the lake. And they're trying to find him. And then they have this great conversation. And what I hope you learn out of this, how Jesus is slowly making this deeper, not in the world, not with just food, but with spirituality. And the new gift that God, through his Son, is going to give the Christians. They asked Jesus, amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because of signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. I just think it's amazing. Like, over 1,000 years earlier, that was the Hebrews coming out of freedom, you know, coming out of Egypt with freedom. And what do they say to God? We're hungry. Well, they're doing the same thing, right? Just a couple days ago, they had the loaves and fishes were over five, you know, thousands of people that were eaten and fasted or and just feasted with the food. And then they say, we're hungry still. Amen, I say to you, you're looking for not me because you saw signs, because you ate. Then he says, do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. I mean, right there, that's stepping deeper with the crowd. So they asked again a question. They asked how to work for God. That's a good question. I think we should ask that often. God, how should I do your work in my life now? And Jesus said to the crowd in this conversation back then, which I think is the nugget of the day, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. That's kind of the nugget of, I mean, really, all of the scriptures. The work of God that you believe is the one he sent himself. He's, hey buddy, help, hey crowd, that's right there. Jesus is right there. That's the one. They asked another question for a sign. And sign in the gospel, according to John, is very important. Of the signs of Jesus. They asked him again. Our ancestors ate manna. They said it was Moses, which is curious. They're telling Jesus, you know, who is God? And that's the one right there. But they don't get that yet. They said, well, Moses gave us manna. And Jesus cleverly and correctly said, well, no, Moses didn't do this. That was from heaven, from God. Next question. Sir, give us this bread always. Kind of getting the hint. And then Jesus kind of, you know, the drop microphone one? At the end, you're giving a talk. This is a drop in the mic. This one I can't break out and drop it. But Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. At this point, Jesus was teaching these people very slowly, bringing them to the depths of faith, of belief, of reality, and pointing towards the supernatural things that Jesus is going to give them. So scene two. That's scene two. And next week we'll hear the third scene. Or you can go home and read all of John 6. The Eucharist is this place in the Gospels to know of what we really believe. Not as symbols, not as a joke, but the belief of Jesus' body and blood.